Our scripture today, we have two of them. The first comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. And then from Titus chapter 2, verse 11, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. May God add his blessing to this reading and our hearing of his holy word. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we ask that all of the cares and concerns that we have on our mind right now, that we might set them aside and open our hearts, our minds, and our souls up, that what is said, heard, and understood this day might be pleasing to you. Amen. One of the traps, so to speak, that a pastor can take and fall into when writing a sermon is the need, the desire to make it a definitive sermon on a subject that is being covered that's going to explain everything. And yes, I'm guilty of this. It's a very frustrating endeavor because it is in reality an impossible task. Some subjects are just too deep or too inexhaustible to be covered in a single sermon. Such is the subject for today, which is grace. There have been many books written about grace. There's been many sermons given about grace. And on, if you add all of this up together, the reality is it doesn't even scratch the surface. So today my hope is that we might receive a clearer understanding of what grace is and its relevance to our daily lives today. So there's five characteristics about grace that I'd like to talk about, and each of them is represented by the five letters in the word grace. G is for gift. The grace of God is simply the unmerited favor of God given to us. Ephesians talks about this unmerited favor from God that saves us from our sins. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. We cannot buy salvation. We cannot simply do works and expect to receive salvation, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to salvation is by the gift of grace that has been given to us from God. I mean, think about it. When you give a gift, you're not giving a gift to someone because they have earned it. You are freely giving a gift to them. In many cases, we don't actually merit or qualify for a gift. And again, we cannot receive a gift. We cannot expect a gift by doing things. Anything that we get from doing something is not a gift. It's a prize, or it is a reward. A gift must be freely given. R is for revealed. Titus tells us, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. The grace of God is not something that remains hidden from the world. It is not something that you learn about and have access to after you have been initiated into Christianity. You don't get to learn about grace after you have received your certificate of membership and your secret Christian decoder ring. The grace of God has been revealed to all people. It is out there in the open. Nothing hides it. The most prominent way that grace was revealed was in Jesus Christ when he came to earth. Jesus was God's grace personified. If you look at the life of Jesus, you will understand what the grace of God is. The grace of God is not legalistic. Legalism demands that the letter of the law be followed even to the detriment of the people. There is no other thing than the law. You must follow the law to the letter. Grace is more concerned with the well-being of people. Grace does not mean that there should not be laws. However, grace says that the law of love is greater than the letter of the law. And the nice thing is grace has not just been revealed in the time of Jesus. Grace continues to be revealed today. It is not hidden. Even though Christ is no longer physically here on earth. A is for acceptance. It is by the grace of God that we are accepted into the family of God. All of us as human beings have a need to be accepted. When we are very young, we need the acceptance of our parents and we try to take and please them. As we grow and we start school, we need the acceptance of our peers because we simply want to be appreciated and liked. And we need to be accepted in our places of work by our bosses and by our coworkers. Our inherent desire to be accepted sometimes drives us to actions that are harmful to ourselves and to those around us. While acceptance here on earth can bring some fulfillment, the ultimate fulfillment comes from being accepted by God. Within all of us, there is an emptiness, a longing, a sense of hopelessness that we all feel before we are saved. Lack of acceptance from God can cause aimless wandering through life, having no purpose, seeking meaningless activities to try to fill the void that we feel inside of us. After we accept God and we accept Jesus Christ, our lives gain the ultimate significance and the ultimate meaning, and the void within us can be filled. God's acceptance and being accepted into his family is only found in his grace. Again, grace is God's gift to us. Grace cannot be earned. Acceptance by God cannot be earned. It is simply a gift. C is for calling. It is God's desire that we know him, that we trust him, that we accept the gifts that he has given us. He wants to have a relationship one with us. He wants us to be part of his family. And the calling that comes from grace starts when we are unsaved, when we feel the emptiness in our lives, and we've tried things to fill that void, but it's still there. And this calling that we feel, it's not a supernatural causing. It's not an angel or a host of angels appearing to us and saying that you need to be saved. It's not a verbal call. It is not an overwhelming force that compels us to submit to God. It is an unrest, an uneasiness, a longing for something to make us whole. It is a feeling of being drawn to God and his revealing his grace to the unsaved. It tugs at our hearts. It directs our focus to Jesus so we can hear him saying, "Come to me with all of your doubts, all of your aimless wanderings, and I will give you rest and fulfillment." After answering that first call, we have another call that comes from God's grace, and that is the calling to service. If you have something wonderful, do you necessarily want to keep it to yourself? No, you want to take and share that. Now, in order to do this, God has given each of us specific gifts. Some people have different gifts than other people, and that's okay. I mean, not everybody can get up in the pulpit and spend hours putting together a sermon beforehand. Some people, that's just not their gift. Some people have the gift of actually going out and doing things, of volunteering at food banks and clothing banks and other ways. They have that ability to organize things to get people help. And there's some people whose gift is simply having the ability to sit and to listen, to actively listen to someone that is in need, someone that has something on their hearts, and even someone who is at home and is lonely and just needs somebody to talk to. This call to service is a call to a different life, one where we are better able to do God's will and accept and spread his love. It does mean a change in our life. Not doing things that we have enjoyed doing in the past. Not doing things that we have done to feel accepted. It's a call to live the life that God would have each of us to do. And this all comes because of God's grace. E is for eternal life. Let's be honest, we live in a world that is filled with ambiguity. We live in a world that is filled with fear and with doubts. We live in a world where morality is fluid and where more and more it is about what makes me feel good, what is right for me. The vagueness, the fear, the doubt leads to uncertainty in life. It leads to our lives being built on an unstable foundation that can crumble at any moment. If we are uncertain about the future, if we don't know what is coming, we can miss out on all of these characteristics of grace that we've talked about. We miss the gift. We miss the revealing grace. We miss out on His acceptance of us, and we miss out on His calling and doing what He would have us to do. Certainty about the future brings a stability to our faith and to our lives, because God has taken the guesswork out of our future, because He has promised us eternal life. We don't need to worry about what will happen. We don't have to worry about what is going to happen when we leave this earth, because we have that certainty. So we don't need to worry about things. We don't need to worry about where am I going. And we can see more clearly what God would have us to do. We don't need to worry about needing to continually earn God's favor, because once we got it, we got it. If you have the grace of God, you will not lose it. The neat thing about eternal life is that we don't have to wait on our death. We don't have to wait on being raptured directly to heaven to actually experience eternal life. Eternal life comes at the moment of our salvation. Now, I said last week when I was talking about forgiveness that forgiveness does come from the grace of God. And that grace that He has given to us, that saying, you know what? You've acknowledged to me that you are a sinner. I accept you the way that you are. Don't expect to stay like that, but I accept you. And out of that forgiveness, that leads us to the forgiveness that we talked about last week. Having God's grace gives us that ability to forgive other people, to not be burdened down by all of the bitterness and resentment or anything else that goes along with that situation. So, my friends, let us remember today that God's grace is a gift. We haven't earned it. We never will. That God's grace is revealed to all people, that it is not hidden. You don't need to have your Christian secret decoder ring to see it. It's there for everyone. Grace is acceptance into the family of God, and it is a calling from God to be His disciple, to be His hands and His feet and His voice here on earth. And God's grace means that we will have eternal life, both while we live here on the earth and after our passing from this world. Grace is given to everyone. All that we need to do is accept it. Grace is a gift, a free gift, with no strings attached. It is a gift that keeps on giving. Amen.